loud, we just have no clue. This is our religion, this is what we live for, and we don't really give two shits about the three rivers.
Here we go, September 2nd, 2017. Yeah. It's time for the Big Browns podcast. It's your host, TNT. Here I am, Tim Sr.
I'm Tim Jr., and let's jump straight into the news.
Straight into.
It's been a while, people. I mean,
it
we
has
are
been a while.
We are very sorry that we haven't been, here to do the podcast that you love and enjoy. And, we're really sorry about that. We've had a lot of stuff going on here at home, and but that doesn't mean we haven't been keeping
That's
up with
right.
the Browns.
We did try, and the FCC cut us.
Yes.
Blame it on the FCC. Yeah. We
Fuck
have no
you.
Problem with that when it was their fault.
We did try to do a couple podcasts,
but we weren't able to. We weren't able. FCC regulations, but hey,
here we are.
We're going to keep it clean, keep it good, and have a good time.
All right. So here's the main things that we really need to talk about. Number one, let's talk about the undefeated preseason.
Preseason, first time since 1986.
It's been over 30 years.
30 years.
Undefeated preseason. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, the people say, that don't mean nothing.
That don't mean shit.
That don't mean shit,
hey, but it means a lot to
us. It means a lot when you
it
go
does.
0 for 4 and 1 and 15. It means a lot.
It means a lot seeing that your team is able to go 4-0 here in the preseason, even though it doesn't count. It's still really good to see
That's
that.
Right.
And, you know, we got to see a lot of players do a lot of incredible things.
A lot of things.
And what about the defense? The defense.
Holy moly. Three straight games with no touchdowns. And the last game, shutout. How about that?
That blows my mind.
That blows my mind.
I cannot believe that.
If you take the Bears game, I mean, the Bears, it seems like they broke midfield like the last drive.
I mean, it's just going from what we were last year before that, you could throw against us all day long. You can run against us all day long. You'll be fine. I mean, our defense was shit.
It was.
Our defense was horrible. And now here we are. Going 4-0 in the preseason, undefeated. And the defense has definitely collected that game ball for every game.
Oh, every game, man.
I mean, they played their hearts out. I remember...
I don't know about that at all.
What game was it? The first one, and then Giants. Giants game. Holy shit. The Bears game. Oh, my God. You didn't even let them score any points.
Well, that's
incredible.
The first game, New Orleans... Drew Brees, he didn't know what to do. Well, Drew Brees didn't play, I'm sorry. But the starter for Drew Brees, he didn't know what
Which
to do.
Which he was a good starter, by the way.
Yeah, and you look at the Giants game that you give up no touchdowns. They played the Peyton boy. Not the Peyton boy. What's his name?
I don't even know.
The Manning boy, they played him longer.
Oh, Eli Manning. Okay.
They played him longer just because I think they felt bad. You know, they couldn't handle it the way the Cleveland Browns, the 1-15 team, was playing them like they were Dallas Cowboys or something.
I mean, I was shocked. All four games, I was shocked. Now, we were busy on Tampa Bay night, August 26th. It was my birthday,
Yeah.
Hey, how about that? That was fun. But it was my birthday on that day. We didn't really get a chance to see much of it.
No.
We heard about it. We saw a little live updates.
And they played them tough.
Played them tough. I saw them next morning. I was like, wow.
Once again, no touchdowns. I believe the Wolverine had a pick. He had a pick against the...
Pick, yep, that's right.
Mr. Winston, yeah.
Good old Jabril Peppers, man. We got to see a lot of great stuff happening. In all four games, I think all the Browns fans are just jumping up and down with joy.
Oh, they're feeling good, man.
I mean, that gives us confidence. And, we need that confidence. Into the regular season, I feel confident going into it.
What is wrong with feeling confident?
Nothing at all. I mean, we need to feel confident.
Unconfident, it just kicks your tail, man.
Well, I was unconfident when we went 0-4 in the preseason last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously we went 1-15.
Well, how many teams have made the playoffs going 0-4?
How many?
Zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a stat.
How many teams have won the Super Bowl going 4-0?
How many?
A lot.
Wow. So, what a stat.
That's feeling good. That's what it's feeling.
I mean, it makes you feel good. Even if we don't hit our mark, even if we go, what, 3-13, that's an improvement. But we're improving. You know,
I don't see that happening.
I see us playing.
I see better. I see 500.
So what do you say on the first game, Browns versus Steelers? We're at home.
Well, I'll tell you what I do say, and it's safe to say now that what I can see is, hey, Steelers, watch out, because by golly, we're going to give you a game. I'm not the only one that's going to say that. No. I'm not the only fan that's going to say that. And by golly, I'm not the only coach. I'm not a coach, by the way. But the coaches ain't going to say that, by gosh. Yeah. And Greg Williams and Hugh Jackson will not say that.
What a duo, those two.
Dude.
They tear it up.
And if you look them on the sideline, they look like they're having fun.
Yeah.
And they're hugging on each other. I love that, man.
You know, you need to have fun, but you need to be serious. You need to be up in the player's ass. And Greg Williams does that.
It is. And that's one serious guy. But by golly, he shows a little bit of fun, and you can tell this guy likes to do one thing, and that is collect W's.
That's right.
He is there to collect W's. There is no L in Greg Williams. There okay, is. Take that back. There might be a
couple. There might be like two.
But there's a W there.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. And you're correct. The guy wants to win. He wants to take this organization and turn it around, be better than what we were before.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he can do it. Greg Williams, we are pro Greg.
I think it's done.
Go Greg.
Now let's talk about cuts. I mean, you know, you're going through your lose-less preseason, but then again, here you go.
You have to do some cuts.
You got to make them cuts.
That's what the preseason is.
Now, I want to say, we had 90 guys on this roster, and you got to cut them to 53.
That's hard to do.
It is hard to do, and I think it's stupid to have to do. You know, why do you only get 53 players? I think you should be getting at least, I know you get a practice squad, and that's only like 6 to 10. But why not? Why can't you have like 55, 50, 60, 63, 10 more at least? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, you mentioned 63. We cut down. We're down to 61. I'm sorry, we're
61 right now. And that's still, you're cutting some good. Now you come to the point where you're cutting good guys.
There was 21 players cut on Friday. And we're going to actually review that list for you, just in case you haven't heard. I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've been keeping up with the news. But we will review that list here while we can, and we'll probably review the other 10 that we need.
So right now, with the remainder left, this is when you cut guys that you don't want to cut. This is probably where you put the guys on your practice squad. But, you know, even the practice squad, I mean, I believe you should be able to keep 65 players. I mean, you know how many cops?
I would love to keep all of them.
Ohio State's, they got like 100 players on their roster. You know? I know college and pros are different, but golly. You talk 100 to 53, that's 50. That's
for 50. The Brownies, we need every piece of ammo we can gather.
So that's why we need to really handpick that practice squad.
Yeah.
Because that practice squad is there. Hey, that guy goes down. We got this guy. And the way, you know, we went through the preseason, that's how it's been, man. So hopefully they get a good bunch of players on that practice squad.
Now, before we get into the cuts, which, again, we will display the whole list for you, we'll talk about the 21 players that were cut on Friday, and we'll talk about some other players that were cut, and we'll go through that. But before we do so, let's talk about Joe Hayden and Brock Osweiler.
Oh, man, an old vet cut. You know,
Joe Hayden.
Anybody that, you know, seen him picked and seen the way he played the first couple years, man, that Joe Hayden was a player, man. A good guy to the community, a good guy just period. I mean, it's a team player, a team leader. It's hard to see him go, man.
Very hard to read the next morning when I woke up. I got an update right away saying that Joe Hayden is now playing for the Steelers.
Yeah.
That there brings heartache. That there brings tears to my eyes. Because he was a great veteran. he was one that you thought, hey, Joe Hayden, that's the Cleveland Browns. There's a few players that have that.
Well said.
You know, Gary Barnes was one of them, in my opinion. Joe Thomas is one of them. Luckily, he's still there.
Luckily.
And, you know, Joe Hayden was one of those players where you thought, hey, that's the Cleveland Browns.
That's a
veteran.
That's a vet.
And now he's playing for
the
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Deal him to the enemy. I mean,
give him to the enemy. Now the enemy's got him. And, you know, he knows us. Why? I don't know. He played for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a very big disadvantage, especially being in the same damn division.
Yeah.
So this is going to bring nothing but chaos for, you know, that first game. And they would be stupid not to start him.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be stupid.
I mean, if you know, he's got to make the starting squad, I'm sure. You know, I don't see how he wouldn't make the starting squad on any team.
It's Joe Hayden.
In my eyes, I thought he had a good camp. I mean, I know you didn't hear his name a lot. But the name that I didn't like, the name I love to hear that you didn't hear, his name on the DL for the preseason.
Yeah. Now, me and Dad here have came up with a nickname for Joe Hayden, and that is Glass Boy.
And that has been in the past.
He's come along. Yeah. But there for a while, man, it was like, that guy's getting hurt all the damn time.
Where's Joe? You know,
Where's Joe?
Joe playing. I think the first thing we checked was the guys that were out and see who was on the injured reserve. That's our list anymore back then.
Yeah.
Last season, it was like, we checked the injured reserve to see who wasn't playing. You know? The first player on the list is Joe Hayden, which, you know, he was at guilt. A lot of people thought, hey, this guy is faking it. This guy is saying, hey, I'm just hurt, man. You know, I'm not feeling good.
I don't want to play for the Browns.
And, you know, you're 0-10, you're 0-11 at the time. I mean, I can understand it in a sense. But, you know, it's still sad. It's a sad day when Joe was on the waiver wire, the trade wire, and all of a sudden, bam.
And it was really fun to watch him play. And also, me and Dad here following him on Instagram. And he posts this stuff all the time. We got to see his son all the time. He loved Cleveland. He loved Cleveland.
Seen him at Cavs games all the time. He's there in the pregame signing autographs. I mean, he would just have a crowd at him flock, and always a big smile on his face. Never turned down an autograph. Never turned down anybody. This guy was Cleveland.
It's sad to see him go, but good luck to you, Joe. You know, you got to
see you in the visiting locker room in the opener. Is going to be a sad day.
It's going to be a very sad day. But hey, Joe Hayden, he's Cleveland Brown. He will always be Cleveland Brown. And we're really going to miss you.
And feel free to get hurt before the opener. No.
But seriously, though, Joe, do it. And then
love you, Joe.
And then Brock Osweiler.
Wow, man, you get this guy what? $16 million.
Wow. Let's cut him.
Okay. Well, this is what you do. You get his contract for $16 million. They give us a second round pick, which I didn't mind that deal. But now, hey, if he makes the roster, hey, you're paying him money, and then you're getting a second-round pick. Hey, that's cool. But now you're going to cut him, and then you're going to pay him.
We're paying this guy $16 million. $16 million, people. And he's not even on our roster.
But I do believe, Tim, if somebody picks him up, they pay half, we pay half.
I do think that's
pick him up.
Pick him up. But do you think, okay, take money, put it aside.
Yeah.
Think about the player. Was it right getting rid of him and keeping Kessler, Kaiser, and Hogan?
I think they made the right choice.
They made the right choice.
And it's not like they didn't give him a chance. I mean, he started the first two preseason games, man, and he just...
As a veteran, mind you.
As the winningest quarterback on the squad.
A winning quarterback.
And he... big. Man, he just... He didn't look like his old self, I tell you that.
I mean, I don't know what was up. I don't know if it was that first game jitters or what was going on. But he let us down.
A whole new scheme. He had to jump in there and get a new scheme going. That had to have been hard for any quarterback.
That has to be hard, but I mean, just the way he was playing, just the way he was looking, throwing, he wasn't in control.
Well,
the control was not there.
Yeah, go back to his throwing, and yes, you hit it on the head, man. He had no control. He was thrown over to the side. I mean, he didn't look comfortable at all.
No.
And then that might have been from a new scheme, but we give him all a camp, we give him two straight games, and he didn't perform.
He just didn't
perform. I have no problem with him cutting.
Yeah, I mean we were really looking forward to him, and for a while there we were hoping that he was going to be the starter.
Yeah.
Against the Steelers in week one. Okay,
yeah.
But after what I saw in camp, after what I saw in preseason, no.
Okay.
I wanted him gone. And Kizer, Hogan, Kessler, those are my main three right there. Now, I will say this. Kizer had a wonderful couple of games.
He had a great
game. Just the way he performed, the control that he had, and the way he was on the run, he was perfect.
He worked himself up.
But I will say this. I love Hogan.
I do like Hogan.
I like Hogan a lot.
I love Hogan.
And he's great on the fakes, dude. He fakes the damn camera guy out.
I'm hoping that they play him like kind of like they did in the Bengal game last year and let him do some wildcatting. And some surprises, and just pull the rabbit out of the hat, you know, kind of play.
The dude himself, he's a surprise.
He is a surprise.
He's a big surprise. And I think he could be a diamond in the rough for us that we've been having this whole time.
I think so, man.
And I think he can become something in this organization. Now, Kizer, yeah, great. I love Kizer.
Well,
Kessler, you saw what he did for us last season.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and Kizer earned a job. Now, do you think Kizer earned the starting job? Because let me remind you what he did, okay?
Okay.
He came in as a third quarterback in the first preseason game.
Yes.
And shined.
Yes.
Got the winning touchdown. He came in as a number two on the second preseason game and got some damn good plays and got a game-winning touchdown.
Yes.
And then the third game started.
Started.
And then had some good plays. And had some bad plays.
Had an interception.
And then, you know, went ahead and got set down like a number one should. And then, boom, he's called the number one starter at that day or after that, you know, the Monday going into the after the game. And you know, he made it like a guy going for a position should.
Yeah.
And, you know, still let everybody know, I mean, he's the first one to get there, the last one to leave. He's always in the coach's ear. He's always got on a headset. He's always listening to what's going on. And a great student.
Do I believe he's earned that starter position? Absolutely. I think he's earned it. Should he get it? I don't know. Now, he's there. He's fresh out of college. You know, this is his first year in the pros. He's hungry, dude. He's willing to learn. He wants to be in this organization. He's shown that.
Yeah.
Should he be a starter? In my opinion, sure. What the hell is it going to hurt, dude? Last year we won 1-15. That's what the goal for this year is, to do a hell of a lot better than we did that year.
Well said.
So, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Why the hell not?
Because going into this season, Brock Osweiler was going to be their veteran. He was going to be the man that Kizer was going to watch and learn from and say, hey, man, I'm going to learn. I'm going to do my best. I'm going to hold a clipboard. I'm going to hold a headset. And I am going to make this, you know, I'm going to see what's going on. And I'm going to one day be the starter.
Well, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen. When you
Kizer,
didn't have.
You can learn from
exactly.
Kizer.
Exactly. So when you didn't have a guy, Osweiler didn't step up. So then Kizer stepped up and said, hey, man, looks like I'm going to be the starter. I ain't going to hold no clipboard. Let's let Hulk Hogan make it, hold it, or let's let Kessler hold it, which I'm pretty sure in my mind that Hogan is your number two guy.
I would not be ashamed with that, dude. Hogan is great. But you saw Kessler. Kessler, we saw him, you know, a lot last year.
Yeah.
He did great things for us last year. I love the way he plays. I love the person that he is, and I love the thrower that he is. He can do a lot of great throws. The accuracy isn't really there. He doesn't like to do those long balls. But the accuracy is there on the short balls. And, you know, he's good on the run. He's good at watching. I like who Kessler is. Hogan to me is a great quarterback, and Kizer to me is a wonderful quarterback, and I would not be ashamed if he was our starter.
Well, I definitely love Hogan as more of a he can run. He can he can find a hole. Kessler don't like to run, man. He's not a scrambler at all.
Yeah.
If it's not there in the pocket, he's going to twist out left. He's going to twist out right. Then he's going to take a sack. Hogan, he's going to twist out right, and by golly, he sees a hole, he's gone.
I mean, the guy is great on the run.
Oh, he is.
I love watching him run. Oh, I love the fakes that he does.
Oh, me too.
He fakes out the damn camera guy, man. Oh, if you can do that, you're doing something right.
He does, and he's got the size. I have no problem with him being number two.
Uh-uh.
And it might just happen like that.
We have three great quarterbacks.
I think we got three good quarterbacks.
And, Osweiler, hey, we were hoping on you. You let us down, dude.
You let us down, bro.
Now, I'm sure a lot of Browns fans out there are thinking, why'd you cut Osweiler? Why is he gone? He's a veteran. That was the guy that we were hoping on. We have three QBs right now that are just kind of no names, but they can become something.
Yeah, but right now you have the backing. I mean, if all these the general manager and your owner, he sees like, hey, Osweiler ain't making the cut, and even though we're paying him, we're cutting him. And by God, you're paying something that much money, you're going to give him a shot.
Yeah.
He had a shot. He didn't perform. And hey, we'll pay you. Whoopie doopie.
Yeah.
We're hoping somebody picks you up so we pay half your contract.
But even not.
We'll pay you.
We need to think about the organization.
That's right.
It's not about the money.
It's not about yesterday. It's about now.
It's about now. The money is nothing. We need to worry about this organization and winning some damn games in the regular season.
That's right.
We need to not be fourth in the damn division.
Right.
I'm sick of being the last fucking person in the division.
I'm sick of saying, and then they will come in and say, oh, okay, we're playing Cleveland. What would it be? I want them now saying, hey, oh, shit, we're playing Cleveland. Oh, my God, my side's starting to hurt.
I mean, they look at the calendar.
Be a pain in their side.
They look at the calendar and they say, hey, I guess it's a bye week
for us.
There's
a bye week for us because the Browns are on the contract.
No.
And now we want them to say,
you.
Holy
we're
moly.
We're going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
That's what we want, and these three quarterbacks can do it.
That's right.
I think these three quarterbacks can do it.
That's right.
So next, let's talk about Sammy Coates.
Okay, we just made a big trade, and we got I love this trade. We give
trade.
A 6th-round pick for Sammy Coates of the Steelers, and we also give up we give a 6th-round, and we get their 7th-round. We give up our 6th-round for 218, and we get their 219 7th-round. So, but let everybody be aware. This is also the pick that Justin Gilbert, we give them, or they give us for them. So they're really getting, they're giving up, and how would you say this, Tim?
You're going somewhere.
I thought I was going somewhere. Well, where I'm going is it turns out, though, that this is really, we're not giving up nothing.
We're really not giving up anything.
We're giving up like a 6th-round for a 7th-round, which they're really giving us 2 6th-rounds for a 7th, and we get the player. So, yeah, Sammy Coates, Tim, you know anything about him?
Sammy Coates. I know that he's had a lot of injuries back in the past, especially last year, but it was only really on his hands. It didn't have anything to do with it, really, on his body or anything.
Nothing wrong with his, his legs, shoulders.
Mm-hmm. The guy is 24 years old from Alabama. He's playing for us now. Obviously, he was from the Pittsburgh Steelers as the number 14 wide receiver, in which we need. He's from the University of Southern Mississippi, Auburn University.
Yeah, he went to Auburn. He was a all colors, all team, all first team with Auburn.
That's right. And then 2015, he had one reception, 11 yards, 11.0 average. Obviously, he didn't do much. And then in 2016, again, he had a few injuries just on his hands, but he had 21 receptions, 435 yards, 20.7 average.
Wow.
Should I bring that up? I mean, and two touchdowns. But again, he did have the he did have some injuries.
Yeah.
But for that, what great stats!
Great stats.
We have Corey Coleman. That's our number one wide receiver.
And then, I guess Britt would be your number two guy.
And then you got this guy.
Might battle for number two spot.
I mean, you could have a really good lineup. You can have some great ammunition for the pass.
And he's young. He's only 23.
24.
He came out as a junior year, I believe.
So. Yeah, from the, again, the University of Southern Mississippi. I mean.
Actually, it was Auburn. Yeah, he went to Auburn, my bad.
Auburn. Well, he did go to the University of Southern Mississippi, Auburn University.
Oh, he went to Southern?
Yes, he did go to the University of Southern Mississippi.
Maybe, okay.
So I guess two schools?
Okay, my bad.
Yeah. What, you doubting me?
I thought I heard Auburn.
Well, he did go to Auburn, too. But the first school that he went to was the University of Southern Mississippi.
Okay, so yeah, he finished in the SEC. And I think he did some good things in one of them big games, but hey, who the heck? But, yeah, I want to talk college. We're talking pros now.
But do you think he's going to make an impact on the team?
Man, I think he steps right in. And what better yet to do an impact against your old team on the first game of the regular season?
So think about it like this. We give him Joe Hayden.
They
give us Sammy Coates.
That's no lie. And at least we traded. And we got a little bit of something, you know.
So now they know us. But now we really know them.
Yeah, I feel like we're cheated just cutting Joe and not getting nothing for him, you know.
Well, I mean, I guess we got Sammy and
we're losing some cap space, but whoopee. We was like a lot of money under the cap any darn way.
But now we got this guy. I think he can do a lot of great stuff for the organization. I think he can play well with us, and I think he's going to play well against the opponent. I mean, he seems like he's willing to be a good player. He did a lot of good stuff for Pittsburgh when he wasn't injured. Welcome to Cleveland. All right. So with that being said, let's go through the cut list. All right. So I'm just going to review the cuts. Okay. We have 21 players cut. On Friday. Okay, so I'm going through the Friday cuts. We know that Hayden is gone. And we also know that Osweiler's gone. Okay? So we know all that. So let's go ahead and let's talk about the 21 players that were cut on Friday.
Okay.
For running back position, Brandon Wilds has been cut.
Okay.
For wide receiver, we have Mario Alford, Josh Boyce, Richard Mullaney, and Rashid Bailey. For wide receivers, those people have been cut.
Awesome.
For the tight end, Taylor McNamara and Nate Lessie. They have been cut. Offensive lineman, John Greco, Kid O'Brien.
Okay, I want to talk about Greco for just a couple minutes, Tim.
Go ahead.
What a guy that's just been there for us. Through thick and thin, Greco's been there the last few years. Man, what a guy I hate to see leave.
I agree. They saw something. They didn't want him. They wanted others. They obviously chose to cut him for a reason, but I do agree. It hurts.
That's a guy.
And there's going to be some players in here that hurt. And we mind you, we got 10 more people we need to cut.
Ugh.
We got 10 more people. Okay.
I don't want to kill nobody.
Sadly, we got to. So, again, offensive lineman, John Greco, Kid O'Brien.
And thank you, Mr. NFL guy, because by golly, why the heck do we keep 53 players? I think we should keep at least 65. I mean, come on.
Thank you, NFL guy.
Yeah, NFL
guy. You are a dick.
Might as well think that, what's his name, man? Okay, we'll get back to that.
We'll get back to it. Defensive lineman, Carter Schult, Brandon Thompson, Xavier Cooper have been cut.
Well, we heard Cooper's name hollered lots of times.
They decided to say, hey, Cooper.
Seems like he had a good game against the Bears.
But for some reason, they saw some reason to give up. Offensive linebacker, Ladell Fleming, B.J. Bellow have been cut.
Ouch.
For the safety position, J.D. Harmon, Christian Bryant have been cut.
So nice. Bryant's name was called a lot.
Bryant was called a lot. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Obviously, they got Jabril Peppers, which
he's going to shine.
He's going to shine.
And I like the way they kept him out all game long.
But they felt a reason to cut J.D. Harmon and Christian Bryant.
Always going to be tough.
Cornerback positions, Trey Caldwell, Channing Stripling, Alvin Hill have been cut.
Bummer.
For the kicking position, that's for all kickers, Cody Parkey has been cut. Now, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about getting rid of Parkey and keeping Zane Gonzalez?
Man.
Okay, I mean, Zane, he shanked one.
He shanked one. There's a point in the Chicago game.
Hey, nervous? Just came from college. He did a preview in one of the preseason games.
Yeah.
So we did see him. But hey, man, I'd be nervous too.
Yeah, well, you know, the coach has seen it, and I guess they wanted to keep the kid.
Well, I mean, hell, we drafted him, dude.
Yeah,
we drafted him in round 7.
I mean, you don't draft too many kickers, man. And you draft, and when you do draft him, you draft him for a reason.
There's a big reason. And hell, how many awards does he get?
Oh, he's got all the major awards, man. He's got the Toe Award from Lou Groza. He's got it all, man. I love this guy.
I like him. I'm pro Gonzalez. And it seems like he's going to be staying. Cody Parkey is now cut.
I see Cody Parkey picking up somewhere.
Yeah, I do see so. I don't know, man. I'm kind of glad that they decided to cut him and keep Zane.
Yeah.
You know, I think that was a wise choice.
Wow.
But that there was a 21 cut list. Again, people, we got 10 more. 10 more players we need to cut. Who is it going to be? I don't know. They have to decide by the end of the day.
They got to be. Yeah, they got to decide by Sunday morning. You're going to have a 53-man team.
So as soon as we figure that out, I'm sure we'll get in touch with you and we'll let you know.
That's right.
But right now, those are the 21 people that were cut on Friday,
right,
along with Joe Hayden and Brock Osweiler.
That's right.
So
that leaves us one final question.
What's that?
What do you like besides football?
What do we like besides football? Well, I'll tell you, Tim Sr. I like beers.
Beers
are just fine. And, you know, we've had a couple of good beers today. We went with the Grade from the brewery.
We like the brewery.
It's not brewery. It's B-R-U-E-R-Y. Really, really good beer. It's a porter. Really good. Line and Kugels, of course, is one of our favorite breweries.
Great beers.
Barry Weiss from them.
From the
Fat Heads. We got Bumbleberry here.
Bumbleberry.
So, you know, beer and football, doesn't that, like, you know, mash together really well? It goes together really well. And we love beer. So follow us on the app Untapped if you're a beer drinker. If not, and you're getting into beer, which you should, you know, like, follow us on Untapped. At TNT Beer Critics, that would mean a lot.
And
also, follow us on Facebook at TNT Beer Critics / Browns Critics. You can find us if you type in either one. And then Instagram at TNT Beer Critics. We post all kinds of stuff on there all the time. We haven't been on recently, but you know, we're going to be.
But we are on Untapped recently. And
yeah. We're getting close to the 200 beer mark for the unique beers. Please follow us on there. It would really mean a lot. You know, just
and send us a message on there, and we would be more glad to answer.
Yes, more than glad to answer. Hell, if you have a question that you would like us to bring up on the podcast, please let us know, and
we
would gladly ask.
Right now.
I mean, we would love to interact with the fans and see what's going on. Obviously, we don't have much going on.
It's all about the fans.
But we would love to interact with you. The reason we do this, people, is so that way we can tell you what's going on. We can tell you our opinions, and we can show you the preview for ahead.
And we would love to hear your opinions.
We would love to hear your opinions, so that way we can share it on here as well. And, you know, we can bring up conversations about it.
Again,
Untapped. Facebook, Instagram, TNT Beer Critics. Please follow us on there. It would mean a lot. And what we
wow, so big old week following, going up, leading up to the big opener.
The big opener, which we will be here for. We promise people we will be here.
Big podcast coming up probably on the day or 2 days before the big opener. And we'll let you know who made the team. And we'll let you know how we feel about the big game. And hopefully get your outlook on the game, because by golly, it's going to be big.
So let me ask you, who's going to win? Is it going to be the Brownies or will it be the Steelers? Who will?
There's only one team in my heart in this game, and that's the Brownies.
That's right.
And I love our chances.
I love our chances. Our defense is there. Our offense is going to be there.
I think our offense can play.
I think we're going to shine. I think we're going to do a lot of great things. We're going to play you, Pittsburgh.
That's right.
And we're going to try to kick your fucking ass.
And we're going to be a pain in your ass.
We are going
not
to be
your
a
side,
pain.
Brother. We're going to be a pain in
your ass.
Your
side is too high up.
Yeah, man.
We need to poke right there in the ass.
Yeah, we're going to be a pain right in your ass.
And
so like it, love it, learn it, big buzz, by golly, it's going to happen.
We want to thank you so much for listening to us. Again, I'm Tim Jr.
And I'm Tim Sr.
Thank you so much for listening to our TNT Browns podcast.